Predators defenseman. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great.
That's awesome. Big win last night. You guys, what did you get together like middle of the second period and go, okay, is this game a cat and mouse over? You just kind of opened up the floodgates?
Well, certainly, I think we didn't maybe anticipating it getting that high a number, but you know, we've obviously on this run here found a way to play at a high level and most of the time it's pretty consistent. And start of that game was a little sloppy and not the greatest start to the second period either. And, you know, we just needed to get back to doing the things that we're capable of. And the results, you know, have been taking care of themselves. And it was no different last night. Probably the first 30 minutes, it was kind of back and forth. And we weren't, you know, as sharp with the puck on our stick at times. But when we put our focus in the right spot and we executed, you know, good things can happen. It was fun game in the end.
Yeah, when you mentioned that, and I heard your TV interview last night, I think it was the first intermission, that you said you didn't like your start. When that happens and you guys talk about it and rally during the game, and then, you know, well, like you said, you don't anticipate the floodgates to open like they did, but that does happen. What does that do for the confidence in the room? Like, you walk in after the game and you go, man, look at how this thing started and we just won 8-2. Like, what does that do kind of moving forward?
For sure. Like I said, we'll draw back on that experience. You know, games are going to get tougher and tougher here. And, you know, there's two teams obviously competing out there. The other team is going to have their way with you and have the momentum at times. But, you know, we can find a way to slowly get it back in our favor. And it's not going to, you know, maybe be a goal or whatnot. It's going to be a couple of good shifts, maybe a good penalty kill or a good power play and something like that. That can be the difference as far as getting the momentum back on our side. And we, when we've had the momentum, we can feel it and we try to take advantage of it, hold on to it as long as we can and make teams pay.
Ryan, you might know this in baseball, when a team or a player gets on a big streak, nobody talks to him. What's it like in the locker room right now when you guys know how well you're playing? I mean, do you talk about it or you just go about your business?
You talk about the process, right? You're not really talking about, you know, we won't talk about the 8-2 win, but we'll talk about the things that, you know, gave us a great opportunity to win and score goals. But you definitely feel it. The energy has been awesome. You know, we've been getting a lot of rest between games, which is huge at this point. So when you come to the rink at game time, you're, you know, not only physically refreshed, but mentally too. And you can see the excitement in guys, the energy on the bench and in between periods. You know, as far as a long season, during the course of a long season, you're not always going to have that. But for us to have had it for this stretch has been huge. And time of the year and whatnot too has obviously been huge. So that combination has been fun to show up to the rink every day and know that we have a great chance to do something special that night.
So you feel like you're playing with house money because you guys have been on a great run. Nobody outside your locker room probably expected this to happen. And now you go take on a team tomorrow night you faced a million times. How much fun are you looking forward to this game tomorrow night? Because, look, the world outside is thinking, oh, the Preds got no chance, get the Florida Panthers. But you guys know you got a great chance. How much fun will this be?
For sure. That's the best time of the year is to be playing these games, meaningful games. I mean, we haven't locked anything up or aren't guaranteed anything at this point. There's still a lot of hockey to be played. And we've given ourselves a great opportunity, but we need to keep getting points, keep playing good hockey, and tomorrow's opponent's going to test us in a lot of areas here. So those are games you look forward to, and those are challenges that you need to overcome here as a team as we look to keep growing.
Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough is with us. And, Ryan, I know the teams have obviously changed, but you played Florida quite a bit when you were with Tampa. How much do you draw on that experience of how the puck bounces in that building, you know, just the layout, things like that?
For sure. I mean, that place can get pretty hostile if you let them play their game and you know, they're a little physical, more physical than other teams and thrive off the energy of their crowd. So, like I talked about, having the momentum be on our side as much as we can in that game is going to be huge and trying to get them off their game. And they have a high-powered, high-paced offense and you know, something that we like to have as well. So it's going to be a skating game. It's going to be a better know what you're doing with the puck before it gets to you, because you're not going to have a lot of time and space, and someone's going to be ready to run you through the boards. So it's, like I said, it's going to be a challenge, but it's a fun one for sure.
I don't think you need much motivation, obviously, going into a game like this. But, and Bruno's not going to bring it up, but do you guys recognize the fact that he coached there, he didn't get the interim tag removed, now he's with you guys, obviously, but does that factor into things of like, hey, let's go out there and not only win one for ourselves, but also for our coach?
Absolutely. It's been he's a part of our team. He's been a huge reason why we've, put ourselves in the position that we are, and there's always extra motivation for certain guys in certain games against, certain opponents, and he's no different. He was a former player. He understands that. Now coaching us, we're going to be right there to put forth our best effort for him.
Talking to Ryan McDonough this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Ryan, I got a personal question. I had no idea. Steve Walsh is your uncle?
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, he's my mom's brother.
Holy cow. Long, so I'm not going to bore you with it. I met him years ago on a visit to the University of Miami, and I'm reading this now that he's your uncle. How great was that growing up? Your uncle was a quarterback in Miami in the National Football League.
It was huge. I mean, he ended up and still is a huge role model of mine as far as, when I got to playing collegiate hockey and after that onto the pros, and he's been a huge mentor to me, and just being able to grow up as a kid and go on down to a couple of the fields and go watch him play, just definitely sparked dreams of, maybe one day me being a professional athlete. Obviously can't throw the ball as well as him,
and, right,
and tried to play football in high school. I was more of on the defensive side as a linebacker and whatnot, but it's been definitely a blessing to have him a part of my family and learn from him and understand, how important he is. He was leading a team as the quarterback. Something I try to do as far as leadership skills in hockey for me.
Absolutely. I don't want to make this a Steve Walsh hour, but what's he doing now?
He's actually coaching high school football at our alma mater up in St. Paul at Crete Durham Hall.
Oh, fantastic. That made my day, Ryan. I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking with Ryan McDonough, Nashville Predators defenseman. Obviously, you've had a couple guys go down with injury, and having Tyson Barrie available and kind of that ace in the hole, how important has that been for him to – I know he'd love to be playing every game, but for him to be able to step up and jump in without missing a beat?
I can honestly say, as far as the way someone's handled their situation, I don't think I've seen someone handle it better. A tough situation, you never want to see guys not playing, especially a veteran that's played so many games in the league, and for him to keep going about his business, not being a distraction, just bringing a positive attitude and a fun attitude every day, and really just putting his teammates first at times, and for him now to get back and be playing, just slowly getting more confident out there, and will be a huge piece for us for sure at some point going forward here, and is already.
Well, Ryan, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck in Florida, and we'll see you back in Smashville against Detroit on Saturday.
Sounds good, fellas. Thanks again.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan McDonough, Predators defenseman, joining us here on the program.